Today's shir is Masechta Saita Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins by quoting what we learned at the Mishnah, that Yesh L'Eschus, if the Saita who drank the Mayim Hamarim at times could have a Schus, that Schus should help, that she should not immediately be affected by the Mayim Hamarim. And as the Gemara says, sometimes it would last for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Ask the Ramani Masnissen, who was the Tana of our Mishnah? So ask the Gemara, doesn't seem like Abba Yossi Bechonon, V'loy Rabbi Lezer Ben Yitzchak Ishkvar Adoram, V'loy Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to be consistent with any of the opinions of these Tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Ish Yeshloi Schus Toilo, if she has a Schus, it works for Shloisha Chadoshim for 3 months. Kidei HaKaras Uber. That if she's pregnant, we should be able to see that she is pregnant. Divrei Abba Yosef Mechonim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak Ish Kfar Adorim Aymer Tisha Chadoshim. The Schus works for 9 months because he bases it on what it says in the Pasuk. Shenem of a Nixer of a Nizra Zera. Here it says that if she's innocent, she'll have children. Lahala Omer, and the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Zera Yavdenu Yisupar, Zera Roy Lesaper. Zera means the amount of times for a child to be born and be able to come and say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is 9 months. Shmuel Omer, Shneina Masachoydish, the Schus is effective for 12 months. And says Rabbi Shmuel, Vapish Ein Rai Ledover, even though he can't bring definitive proof to that number of 12 months, become akim, still, zeichladover, he could still bring some sort of a allusion to it. The ksiv, the pasuk says, when Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that he will be expelled from the company of human beings and he'll be together with animals. So Daniel gives him advice how to save himself from this horrible decree. So Daniel says to the king, to Nebuchadnezzar, Lahain Malka, he greets the king, Maka Malki Shupalach, it would be advisable, the Chatoecha Betzroka Proik, the various you have done should be redeemed through Tztoka that you do, Vavioskon B'machan Aniyim, and your sin, your various should be removed by you serve by taking care of poor people, hain to have a archel shavaseich. If you will do so, you will be able to lengthen the amount of time that you will not suffer. And that was the advice that Daniel gave to Nebuchadnezzar. And based on this advice, Nebuchadnezzar would gather all the poor Jews that came to the Golus, and he would support them. And the reason, Rashi explains, that Neil gave Nebuchadnezzar this advice, because one could suggest that why would Daniel give Nebuchadnezzar, who we know was a terrible Rasha, advice how to be saved? The answer is because Daniel saw the terrible situation that the poor people of Klal Yisroel were in, and therefore he wanted to do something that we're able to help them. And what happened was he supported them for 12 months. And that's why by supporting them for 12 months, that's where we get the number of 12 months. The Gemara, actually, in Masechta Bava Basra, Daftal Raman Aleph teaches us that even though Daniel gave Nebuchadnezzar this advice, and Daniel's intention were actually quite honorable because he wanted to help, as we just said, the poor Jews, Daniel was ultimately punished for giving this advice, because that's why the Medrash says that Nebuchadnezzar threw him into the lion's den. V'ksiv, Kula Matal Nebuchadnezzar Malka, the entire dream that Nebuchadnezzar had came true, at the end of 12 months. So we see, here again, the concept that a schus could be helpful for 12 months. So we see that even Rabbi Shmuel, in the Brice that we just learned, the longest amount of time that we've been able to identify that somebody's chus could help him is for 12 months. So how could our Mishnah have said that it could go up to 3 years? Answers the Gemara. Lo'olam, we're going to explain that the Tana of our Mishnah, Lo'olam Rabbi Shmuel, is the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Vashkech krah adam v'tani. But the Tana found the pasuk that this year could be extended to 3 years. The Ksiv, the pasuk says, in Amos, Kai Am Hashem Ashloi Shepishe Adam. So we see that the 12 could be multiplied by 3, which is 3 years. Says the Gemara, Mai. So we see it's 12, and we see it could be multiplied, so we have a very clear Tana that holds 12 months. So ask the Gemara, what is meant when the Brisa said that bishen raya ledover seichel dover? We said it's 12 months. We don't have a raya. We have very much a raya. Answers the Gemara: we can't bring a raya from Nuchadnetzar. We can't bring a raya from the Nochrim to Klal Yisrael because there's often a concept that's expressed in Shas, and that is that the Umas Ha'olam. The Umas Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish them in this world, and he waits to punish them until they come to the next world. And therefore, here too, the suggestion could be that they were, from the Nebuchadnezzar, that he didn't get punished immediately, it's a whole different situation. So now that we've established that a woman who's a Saita, sometimes the Schus can help her, so we learn from Yei Schus Toilah Shalashonim, it could help up to 3 years. Ask the Gemara's Schus Tamai exactly which Schus is there that can protect her. Ilayim Schus to Torah. So we'll say that the Schus of learning Torah. Ask the Gemara, how can we suggest that Schus Torah? Ha'ena mitzvah v'aisehi. Women are not obligated to learn Torah. And even though, of course, one gets a mitzvah, even if they're not obligated, but a mitzvah that one is not obligated in cannot have such a strong effect. Ella schus the mitzvah. They do mitzvahs. And mitzvahs, of course, could help. Ask the Gemara, schus the mitzvah, mi magna kula hai, could the power of a mitzvah be so strong? V'tanya, azu darish Rabbi Menachem ben Yosi. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, kiner mitzvah v'tayra or. Tola kosov as a mitzvah v'ner. The Torah compares mitzvahs to a candle. That's a Torah. And the Torah is compared to R. As a mitzvah in there, what is the explanation of this comparison? Loima, to teach us, ma ner ena megeina elafisha, a ner is only there as long as it's lit. Af mitzvah ena megeina elafisha, mitzvahs can only protect temporarily. On the other hand, as hatayr ba'ar, loima lach ma or megan loilam, the sun is forever. Af Tayr Magin al Oilam. And the Sefer Orech Yisharim explains this Gemara that the candle is effective by night. By day, there's no point in a candle. So too, a mitzvah, which is compared to a candle, is not always effective. Moreover, what he means to say, that a candle is only effective temporarily, as long as the candle is on, if the oil that's in the candle is there. But the mitzvah, and therefore, and the schus of a mitzvah is also only temporary. And, of course, the more mitzvahs one does, so he has more protection. But it isn't permanent. Weimer, and the Pasuk says further, Basalacha tan choyscha, Bishabcha tishmalacha vekoitsoysa hisisecha. Basalacha tan choyscha, Zayelim haza. The Torah protects us in this world, Bishabcha tishmalacha zumisa. That even after a person, after he leaves the world, the Torah protects him. Even after time of Tchias HaMesim, the people who learn Torah, those people will have the schus of the Torah protecting him. The Mashah points out that actually both of these psukim that we learned are psukim in Mishlei. But the pasuk of Besalacha Tancha Yischa actually appears in Mishlei before the Pasuk of Kinem Mitzvah Tayrar. So why is it mentioned first? So it says, that the Pasuk in Ner Mitzvah, Torah Or, teaches us that Torah is there forever. This Pasuk only goes into detail how the Torah protects us. So first we learn the basic concept that Torah is there forever, and then we go into greater detail. The Mefarshim explain, here our Gemara is very clear that Torah is more, is stronger in its protection versus mitzvahs. Why? Because when we speak about mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs that are not always applicable. The mitzvahs that apply to Pesach don't have any meaning on Sukkot. The mitzvahs that are applicable for Sukkot have no meaning on Pesach. But Torah, you could learn on Pesach, Masechta Sukkah. And you could learn on Sukkot, Masechta Psachim. And therefore, that's what the Shlach HaKadosh says is Pshat in this Gemara. This Gemara is teaching us that mitzvahs are only effective when you do them at the right time and in the right way. Versus Torah, there's no time frame attached to Torah. Moshel Adam, so the Gemara gives a moshel to this concept. Moshel Adam Shaya Mahal Bishan Laila, a person was walking in the dark, Vafela, he's worried about thorns and pits, different types of thorns, from wild animals, from the list and from bandits. And he's not sure exactly where is he going. But then he gets a torch. He could see where he's going. So the things that were not visible to him are no longer a problem. However, he's still concerned about wild animals and bandits who are out at night. And he's still not sure where he is going. However, once the day breaks, and what that the allusion to this Miri says is that even if a person is saved from punishment, he still has to worry about the Yetzihara. So when light comes, the animals don't come out, bandits don't come out. However, he's still not sure how to travel. But once he recognizes the right road to travel on, at that point, nitzel makulam. And that's pshat, that the person, as long as he's in this world, he can never be sure of what is going to be his fate. Once he comes to the Parashas Drachim, once he comes to the end of his life and he knows that he's done what he's supposed to do, then he's okay. But then I saw another pshat. Parashas Drachim is from the word Mefarshim, Mefarish Drachim. A person is not quite confident and not quite certain the road that he's taking, if he's taking the proper road. But if he goes to the Parashas Drachim, if he goes to the people who could explain what is the right way to live, then he's safe. Davar Acher, Aveir Mechaba Mitzvah. Just like we've learned earlier, that a mitzvah is compared to a candle. A fire, a water, can extinguish a fire. And therefore, an Aveira could extinguish a mitzvah. However, Ein Aveir Mechaba Torah. Nothing could extinguish the schus of Torah, Shnemar, as the Pasuk actually says, Mayim Rabin, even tremendous amount of water, Lo yichbol hachbos ha'ahava, cannot extinguish the love, and the Torah is considered something that's the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I saw, the Mefarshim explained why, because a mitzvah doesn't necessarily take a lot of work to do. Torah, Torah is only considered that we really learned properly if we yageba Torah, if we toiled in trying to understand the Torah. Something that comes through hard work, and I saw from the Kozel Gavarov Satzal and the Shalos Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi, he says, somebody who was mechadish in Torah, somebody who said beautiful divrei Torah, that don't come easy, the person who learns Torah that way, that effort and those resources expended in Torah, nothing could take away. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the mitzvah, there is one mitzvah that nothing could extinguish, and that is the mitzvah of tzedakah. The pasuk says regarding mitzvah of tzedakah, Mal Hashem Chayin Dal. A person who takes care of poor people is like he's helping Hashem. And the pasuk says in Tehillim, Pisa Nosel Avyonim. Somebody who helps poor people, Tzedkasoi Omed Slad. That tzedakah will last forever. So even though the Gemara is saying that the schus of a mitzvah doesn't always work, but the schus of the mitzvah of Torah, the schus of mitzvah of tzedakah is there forever. I saw that the Chasam Sofer explains why is that. Because we know, as we learn in Pirkei Avos, mitzvah gereris mitzvah, avera gereris avera. If somebody does a mitzvah, what that's going to cause is that he should do another mitzvah. But let's say if somebody did a mitzvah, and after he performed the mitzvah, he does an avera. So that mitzvah no longer has the power, because mitzvah gereris mitzvah, but now we have an avera. Whereas by Torah is not limited to that. The pasuk says, Dor Chaim HaKadosh says, Im b'chukosai talechu, and Rashi on the spot says that Shetiyu amelim b'toira. A person who's an amel b'toira, the pasuk is saying that there's a special bracha for somebody who's an amel b'toira that nothing could change, that schar can never be removed from the person. And the Tver Shleima explains that we know the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hanachmadim azavim rav u'mesukim d'vash v'noifes tzuvim, that the Torah is compared to honey. And there's a very interesting halachic principle, says the Tver Shleima, about honey. Anything that really falls into honey and gets immersed and totally absorbed into honey becomes like honey. So that's the difference between mitzvahs and Torah. Somebody who learns Torah, he gets immersed and absorbed into the honey. Once he becomes more immersed into the honey, so then he's honey and nothing can affect him. A mitzvah doesn't have that characteristic. The Mir Emris has a different explanation. We know that the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kutsh Baruchu V'raisa V'Yisrael Charu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel and the Torah and Klal Yisrael are all considered one. So somebody who learns Torah becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he comes connected to the Klal Yisrael. There are different things that could remain eternal or not remain eternal. But one thing that for sure is forever is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. They remain forever. And therefore, the person who learns Torah by connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Klal Yisrael, nothing can take that away. Amar Rav Yosef. So says the Gemara again, to show the difference between mitzvahs and Torah. Mitzvah in the Asik Ba, while somebody's actually performing the mitzvah, Magna, it protects him from Yisurim, or Matzla, and it protects him from the Yetzahara, not to be able to cause him to do Avera. However, in the Asik Ba, while the person's not actually doing the mitzvah, Aguni Magna, it protects him from not suffering Yisurim. However, Tzulei Lematzla, a mitzvah doesn't have the ability to protect him from the Yetzirah going further. However, when we speak about Torah, Bein Da In Da Asik Ba, while he's performing the Torah, or Bein Da Lo Asik Ba, or even the Torah, even when he's not actually performing, when he's not actually learning Torah, Magnu Matzna, it has the ability to protect the person. So Tosfos asks the question: if the Gemara just says b'tayr de beidna de me'asik ba magnu matzla b'idna de lo'asik ba guni maguna atzuli matzla, so the Torah doesn't protect us when we're not learning. So if the Torah is not protecting us when we're not learning it, so how do we say that Torah is so much more powerful? So Tosfos answers that a Talmud Chacham, even if he's doing something even if he's doing something, he's still thinking about Divrei Torah. And even though when somebody is thinking about Divrei Torah, there's a famous question if that person has to make Birchas Torah, still it has some power, the person who's learning Torah, the thinking about Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that even if the person is not actually learning Torah, but a person who learns Torah, a person who is a Talmud Chacham, such an individual lives his life the way the Torah tells us to live his life. And therefore, the Torah is there all the time. Another pshat that I saw that to answer this question, it says in Pirkei Avos, if somebody forgets any of his learning, he's chayiv. Why do we find the Chazal was so serious about not forgetting any of our learning? Because the power of Torah, as we just said, is only there if we're connected to the Torah. So if he's not remembering his learning for all the time, so he's putting himself into danger, and therefore the Torah protect. Therefore, he's not allowed to forget any of his learning. Another pshat I saw, the Pnei Menachem suggests this pshat. He says even if a person is actually not learning, but says the Pnei Menachem, he's a person who taught Torah. So even though he isn't currently learning, what happened is that the Torah that he taught to others, and when he is not actually learning, but even if he's not actually learning, other people are learning his Torah, so it's considered as if he is currently learning. Whereas by mitzvah, the mitzvahs you do are mitzvahs that only help you, they're not mitzvahs that help other people. Another pshat that I saw, the difference between Torah and mitzvahs, is that indeed the Gemara is saying, the Gra and the Sefer Azaliyah says, that a mitzvah is not that powerful. But he suggests that before somebody does a mitzvah, he says, Hinnei mucher mezumen l'kayim mitzvah, and he says, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah that it says in the Torah. So by making that type of declaration, what he's actually doing is taking the mitzvah out of the realm of just being Torah, and just being a mitzvah, and he's connecting it to Torah. And because it's connecting it to Torah, that's why the mitzvah will have the same power of Torah. I saw that the Sefer Mishnas Chassidim says that he was once on a boat, and it was Rosh Hashanah in the morning. And Rosh Hashanah in the morning, on the boat, there was a terrible commotion that it felt like the boat was about to sink. And there was the captain of the boat said, there's obviously a hole on this boat, and we have to find it, because that's why water is starting to flood the boat. The Mishnah Chassidim told the Baal Tekeya, who was traveling with him, to immediately start blowing the shofar. As soon as he blew the shofar, they were able to find the hole. Why? Because mitzvah, the osik bar, if you're doing a mitzvah, magna umatzvah, the mitzvah has the power to protect us, that while we're doing a mitzvah, if person helps. Another pshat that the Noam Elimelech says in describing the difference between Torah and mitzvahs, then when a person learns Torah, that becomes part of who he is, says the Noam Elimelech. And since that becomes part of who he is, the Torah has a tremendous power to constantly protect him. Whereas when a person learns Torah, when a person does a mitzvah, as much as the mitzvah is important, as much as a person is supposed to fulfill mitzvahs, it isn't part of him. The Nefesh HaChaim has a different discussion. He says that when a person learns Torah, he's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's connecting himself to all of the different levels of Kedusha that there are in the world. And therefore, that's the power of Torah. Maskul of Rava. El me'ata, if that's the power of Torah, ask the Gemara, Dayu achi toifel, me'ilo yaskul b'Torah. We find the Gemara Mesechta Chagiga, Daf Tezvav Amabez, teaches us what tremendous Talmid Chacham they were. V'may lo yehigino elayu. So the question is, why did the Torah not protect them? So the Ein Yaakov explains that the Gemara there, Mesechta Chagiga, explains that Tina Hayisa Belibam, that they weren't sincere in their learning. So he says, obviously, Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with that explanation, because according to that, the answer is obvious. Ela Marava. It protects us from Yisurim, but doesn't protect us from the Eitz Sahara. Mitzvah, when we speak about Mitzvah, a good and magnet protects us, but it doesn't protect us from the Eitz Sahara. But now we're back to our original question. What is the schus that protects the Saita? It is the schus Taira. We asked the question, the comrade, any mitzvah v'aisa, women are not obligated to learn. Says the Gemara, they're not obligated to learn. However, ba'agra, the makari, the masna benayu, the schar, that they take their children to the yeshiva to learn Torah. The natron lele gevrayu ad the osam and baby drasha, they wait until the husbands come home, milay pelganim ba'adayu, are they not worthy of schar? And that's why women, even if they're not obligated to learn, but the fact that they help us in our learning, that is enough that they should get a schar. And the Sefer Aperion from Rav Shlomo Gansfried, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, says that that's pshat why a person only gave a machzah shekel when we give the machzah shekel. Every person has to realize that, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that we are only a machzah shekel. We're only half, all of our learning is only 50%, because what really gives our learning value is the value of our wives who help us learn. So of course the Mefarshim ask, the Gemara says that women had to attend Hakel to hear the Sefer Torah being read. But our Gemara just said that women aren't mechuyev in learning Torah. So why did they have to attend Hakel? So Tosfos answers that even though women are not obligated to learn Torah, they are obligated to know the mitzvahs that they're mechuyev to fulfill. And since they're obligated to fulfill, they're obligated to know those mitzvahs, that's why they attended Hakel. The Beis Halevi has a very different approach. The Beis Halevi says that when we speak about our Gemara, the Schus of Torah, the Beis Halevi says what that means is a person who's learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. And he says women, even though they have to learn what they need to know, and they have to learn Torah Shebiksav, but they don't have the mitzvah of learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. But says the Beis Halevi, when women wait for the husband, if women wait for their husbands to come home from yeshiva, and they learn Torah strictly to fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah, and their children learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah, and they support their family, the husbands and the children, it's as if they're learning Torah for that sake. The Gemara goes back to the mashal that I mentioned before about the Parashas Drachim, that the mitzvah was compared to a torch, and the Torah is like the Amura Shachar. Amar Chizda, what does that mean? Talmud Chacham Yavimisa. Talmud Chacham, when he comes to the day of his death, and reviews the way that he spent his life, and he sees that he spent his life properly, then he knows that he's fine. It's talking about a person who learns Torah, and he also is a Yerushalayim. A person who is beside the Talmud Chacham is a Yerushalayim, then he has nothing to worry about. Mazut Rama, who is that referring to? It's talking about a Talmud Chacham that is able to not only learn, but he's also able to give Piskei Halacha to are correct, and he's able to say Divrei Torah, that people accept his Divrei Torah, then he knows, such a person knows he's on the right track. So, Dover Acher says, the Avera Mechaba Mitzvah, the Avera has the ability to be Mechaba Mitzvah, then Avera Mechaba Torah, but Avera can't just extinguish Torah. Amar Rav Yosef, Darshe Rav Nachman Ben Yosef L'Hai Krok Yisinai. Rav Nachman Ben Yosef learned this Pasuk as it was taught us when we received it by Sinai. The Molei Darshe Doig V'Achitofel Achi. We mentioned Doig and Achitofel a moment ago. He says, had they learned this that way, L'Rot Fubas David, they would have never chased David, and they would have never had the end that they actually have. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that they said about David, Le'melekim Azvu. They said that God had forsaken David HaMelech. My Dorish, where did they say that from? Because the Pasuk says, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees some immorality in a person, the Shomer Recha, and they knew that David HaMelech did the Aveiro with Bathsheba, and that's why they felt that David HaMelech was open for trouble. But they didn't realize Aveira, that indeed maybe what David HaMelech did was an Aveira, and the Aveira has the ability to be Mechaba Mitzvah. However, that they not know they ain't Aveira Mechaba Torah, that nothing can extinguish that the power of Torah. Of course, the Shari Tshuva explains that the Gemara does not mean to say that somebody who learns Torah can do any Aveira in the world. What the Gemara means to say here, says the Shari Tshuva, is that somebody did an Aveira infrequently, like David HaMelech, of course, did not do Averis on a norm, on a regular basis. He has the power of Torah to protect him. The Pasuk says, Maim Rabban lo yuchel l'chabas sahava, v'noris lo yishtafua, v'mitin ishes kol beisa b'ahava, boiz yivu azoloi. My boiz yivu azoloi. Amo ola, loik shimna chai azariah. The Pasuk is not speaking about Shimon, the brother of Azariah, that Shimon was in business, that Azariah was in business, and Shimon would learn Torah, and Azariah would support him, and they divided their schar. And because Shimon learned Torah because of Azariah's support, Shimon is called Achai Azariah. The Pasuk doesn't refer to Yochanan ben Nissiya that supported his Rabbi Yochanan that he should be able to learn Torah. Elak Hill of Shivna. What's referred to here is Hill of Shivna. The Kasser of Divi Amma Hill of Shivna Achiava. Hill and Shivna were brothers. Hill also with Torah. Hill learned Torah. And Shivna also Iska. And Shivna was a businessman. The Saif Amalei Tar Nar Valifle. And then Shivna told Hillel, let's divide. I'll support you, and you'll get a schar. Yotza Baskova Omroi, it said, too late. Too little, too late. Emiten ishes kol gembeisai. The halacha is that you could have, all the mefarshim explained this, that you could have a relationship of Yisachar and Zvulun. But only a relationship such as that is only effective if you make the deal before they began to learn. To make the deal after they began to learn is too late. And Ramoshin, the Tshuvas, says that the only time a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement is really considered a full-fledged Yisachar Zvulun relationship, explains Ramosha, is only in a case where they're dividing everything. The person who's working is dividing all of his income and giving it half to his brother,
And if the brother is agreeable, then he could give away half of the schar of his learning. But if the brother who's earning is giving his brother support, but he's not giving him half of his income, that is not considered a Yisachar Zvulun relationship. We learned in the Mishnah Amar Ben Azai, Chayiv Adam Leon Es Bitei Torah. A person should teach his daughter Torah, Shem Tishta, that if she ever comes up to a situation that she drinks the Mayim Amayrim, Teda, she'll know that if nothing happens immediately, it was the Schus to Talalai. Rav Lezer, however, in our Mishnah learned, Kol HaMalamed Es Bitei Torah, somebody who teaches his daughter Torah, Kila Malam the Tiflis, is teaching our morality. Ask the Gemara, Tiflis Al Kedatach, can we say that teaching a daughter Torah is teaching her Tiflis? How can we say that? El Ma'am, what the Gemara means to say is, Kila Malam the Tiflis. It's considered that one should, it's considered like Tiflis, but it's not considered that it's actual Tiflis. Says the Mamar of War, my time to blessed the Ksiv, Ani Chachama Shechanti Arma. Kivin Shenichnas Chachma Ba'adam. If the Torah penetrates a person who's not obligated to learn it, Nichnasayir Mumas, it teaches him how to behave in situations. We know Shas is full of all different types of advice that is not always so easy to the right thing to do, and they won't be able to understand. They won't be able to understand when is the right time and when is the wrong time to do this. Rabbanim, the Rabbanim that hold, like Rabbanim meaning Ben Azai, who holds that one should teach his children, daughter Torah. Hi, ani chokhma my avdilei. How do they explain this pasuk? Rabbanim l'chab riyosi b'rab chanina. L'chab riyosi chanina. Darma riyosi b'rab chanina. Ain't the retired miskaimim. One cannot be successful in learning that he is naked. What it means that he's naked, that nothing else is important to him. Only a person who has no other interest. He's not, clothing are the representation of Gashmius. And a person who is busy with Gashmius cannot really succeed in learning. One cannot be successful in his learning. Somebody who considers himself like he doesn't exist. As the pasuk says, the chachma can only be found by something to ayin. And I saw that the Rivosh in his Tzava explains what does this mean. It's really connected to what we just learned in the previous piece of Gemara. That he looks at this whole world, if he looks at this world, that it's ka'ayin, that there's no significance in this world, if there's no significance what's going on in this world, then the Torah will be, he will be successful. I saw, pshat is, that a person, in order to be successful in his learning, has to be a person that is not busy with all the worldly, mundane matters that people are busy with. If a person becomes involved with those, then he cannot succeed in his learning. Rav Shua Amar Ratzi Isha, the Rav Shua says, a woman would prefer a kav v'tiflis than to have tisha kav v'naprishis, my kama. Says the Amar, what exactly did Rav Shua mean to say in our Mishnah, kam Ratzi Isha, v'kav, she'll take less support for Tiflis Imai, but she should have the opportunity to have, to be together with the wife. But Tisha's cabin, then she should have more money, but precious, but she wouldn't have the company of her husband. We learned in the Mishnah that he would say Chasid Shaita, Varasha Arum, Visha Prusha, or Makas Prushin, Hey Elu Mavlin Oilam, they destroy the world. So the Gemara explains what did the Mishnah mean with these words. Hey Chidami, Rosh Arum. Exactly what is a Rosh Arum? Amar Rav Yochanan Zam Matam Dvar Vadayim, Kadm Shava Baldin Chaveri. That means somebody goes to the Dayin, he has a Din Torah, and he says over his claims to the Dayin without the other person being there. That is wrong, because once the Dayin heard his claims, he becomes partial to him, which becomes difficult for the dying to be impartial. Somebody gives a dinner to an ani. The Gemara often in Shas says that
the person who's not entitled to tzedakah is a person who has Mesayim Zuz. So you have a person that has a little less than Mesayim Zuz, so he's entitled to collect tzedakah. By him giving him that last dollar, he took him over the threshold, and he's still not a person that has a lot of money. But what he does is he takes him as an opportunity to collect tzedakah. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, Mishesh the Mesayim Zuz, somebody who has a time Zuz, Lo Yita Leka Shecha Peyam Ha'isani, is not entitled to this. Im Ha'yoloi Mesayim Chosadina, but he's missing even a dollar off that. I feel Elif Noisnoi Ba'achas, he could take 1,000 at one time. And since this person was using the fact that he knows this halacha to hurt this person. The halacha is that if a father leaves over assets, the halacha is that, and he has sons and daughters, the sons are his yarshim and not his daughters. But Chazal instituted that the daughters should, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, if there's very little assets, the daughters should first be supported from those assets under certain conditions. But they really belong to the sons. And therefore the halacha is that if the sons sold those assets, the sale is a valid sale. So what he advised the sons is within the letter of the law, but it's against the spirit of the law. And somebody who advises the sons that they're allowed to do this, Damar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yisoyim Shekudmu Machum Nasim Matim, if the father left over minimal assets and they sold off their assets, Masha Machu Machu, it's considered a valid sale. But it's certainly not the appropriate way what the halacha wants from us. And therefore, that's why he's considered a Rosh Aram. I saw another pshat, is that this person who gave the boys this advice, why did you get involved in something which is not your business, explains the Rashbam. And therefore, by you getting involved and giving this advice, which is contrary to the spirit of the law and has nothing to do with you, that's why you're considered a Rosh Aharon. Abai Amar, Zeh Maseh Eitz Limkum and Chosim Krav Shim Gamliel. Here too, where the Gemara speaks about a case where somebody left over a Yerusha, and the way he left over the Yerusha was he said that I'm leaving this to you, but when you pass away, I don't want it to go to your Yerushim, I want it to go to another person. And if he sells those assets, then the halach is the sale is a valid sale. So says the Gemara, somebody who advises somebody, and again, we'll use the Rashbam's pshat, when he gave that advice, where he has no personal interest, and he just gave this type of advice, it's called Rosh Aharon. The Tanya, as the Brisa actually teaches us, as we just said, if somebody left over a tzavah, my asset should go to you, v'achrech l'ploini, and the next it should not go to your yarshim, it should go to someone else. The yard arishon machar v'achol, if the first person sold off the assets and got paid for it and used that money, hasheni mitz miyad alakuchas, the very Rebbe. The second person who's supposed to get those assets after the passing of the first person is entitled to that piece of property back. And if the first person sold them off, he gets nothing. Somebody says that to other people, follow my example. Now this person that is telling other people, follow my example, is really not that great. But he's saying it that people should think that he's a great person when he really isn't. Rav Zeira Kamer Rav Huna said, "Mekel Atzma Machmal Acherim." Somebody who tells other people to be strict in halacha, but he himself is really not. Ulama, who is a Rosh Aram, Zeh Shakara, the somebody who learned v'leshimish tamid chachamim, but he didn't learn Gemara and he didn't learn from people from whom he could really understand what to do. And as we're going to speak about it tomorrow, Shir, somebody who learned
amassed a lot of knowledge, but he doesn't use that knowledge. He didn't have a backup to understand what he's learning, to have Rabbeim that he could observe in his learning, is not the way one is supposed to learn.